At Rosie on the House, we want you to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. That's why we bring you the Arizona Staycations. Pick up your car at Sanderson Ford. We'll set you up and your accommodations. Plus Sibley's West, Arizona Gift Shop, Soretta's Candy, Coyote Ode Cookies, Sphinx Date Ranch, Cactus Candy, and Arizona Highways always provide some swag for your trip. Win your Arizona Staycation. Register now only at rosieonthehouse.com. And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're here in the 7 o'clock hour where we're always trying to cover a topic that encourages you to get out from behind the couch or the television, get out in the car, turn your radio on, listen to Rosie on the House, and get up to some point in Arizona to get out and truly, truly enjoy it. So we've been talking about Montezuma's Castle this morning, Montezuma's Well, as well as Tuzegut National Monument. We have the only place you can go in the world to win an Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. You go to the webpage. It's right there on the front page. Register to win. Every 15th of the month, we pull a winner. Now, when we pull a winner, we empty the basket of all the names. So you can enroll every single month, okay? On the 15th, which is Monday, I think, we'll be picking for a winner to go down to Bisbee.
To stay at the Copper Queen.
That's an awesome, awesome weekend.
Talk about a
weekend.
Town of history.
And I tell you what, with the rain, Southern Arizona and Cochise County and La Paz County, Pima County have gotten right now, you start driving through Texas Canyon, Sonoyta, and Patagonia and all that area, I'm telling you, you're going to think you're driving through Ireland. I mean, the grass is it's effervescent green, and it's up to your knees. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And the soil becomes richer colored, and the sky, it's a great time to go.
So Monday, we'll be drawing for the Bisbee winner. Where did we just send the last two winners?
They went to La Posada Hotel.
Up in Winslow?
Yes, and we got this long, nice email about how much they loved it, enjoyed it. They took all your advice to go to Hamalavi. I'll never get that right.
That's a state park, but it's a great state park.
In the little painted desert. Anyway, they just had a grand old time. Took the back highway and just thanked you so much for all the tips on going.
And then, you should never go there without taking the extra route, go through the painted desert and get up to Araibi up on 2nd and 3rd Mesa. Oldest continually inhabited village area in North America. Right here in Arizona, Araibi.
It is amazing.
But you do need tribal permission, usually.
You should always include those types of tips, Rosie. So, and then October's winner is going to Jerome Grant Hotel.
And that's fun.
Great place. Jerome, we had the mayor on a couple weeks ago. Well, past mayor. I think he was the vice mayor now.
He is. Yeah.
Been in Jerome since the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many people that can say they've lived in Jerome for almost 40 years.
No, there isn't.
And just, you know, you've got Jerome's right there. You have the Grand Hotel. You got everything that Jerome offers. But we've been talking all morning about Tuzegut that's right down there in Cottonwood, Clarkdale.
You can see it.
Montezuma's Castle is just around the corner. You've got the entire Verde Valley as your play. You know, Sedona's 20 minutes one way once you get down off the cliff. You know, you never know traffic-wise coming out of Jerome how many other people are going to be winding down that mountain. But once you hit Cottonwood, you're any direction, 20 minutes over to Camp Verde, 20 minutes over to Sedona. You could do the Perkinsville, Cornville Road to view it. That's a beautiful little hidden treasure right in the middle that – You've driven from Phoenix to Flagstaff and Sedona, and you never turned off. It's a gym you never even knew was right under your nose. You just fly by it on 17.
Yeah.
Great little community.
Well, and the Jerome Grand Hotel is so wonderful, you may not actually want to leave. And the views are fantastic.
Yeah,
and lots of
is.
Good little restaurants and art right there in the area. So it's a good place just to hang out.
So you go to rosieonthehouse.com, you register to win an Arizona staycation, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick any of the vehicles they've got in the demo lot. The last two winners have taken the Ford Edge. And, folks, this Ford Edge is like a SUV sports car all wrapped up into one. It has won some recent awards. It has won the best car for a family, the Ford Edge. It has won best car for the money. If you haven't taken it out and given it a test drive, you've got to get over to Sandersville Ford and try it. It is a great, sporty little car. It parks on a dime. It's got automatic adaptive cruise control. It's got lane keeping systems. It's got sync Bluetooth technology. It's got a front 180-degree camera so you can peek around the alley before you turn down the lane before you run over little Susie on a bicycle.
All the bells and whistles. That was kind of a tragic story.
I went Tommy there for just a minute. All right. So that's the Edge. The last winner, I think, actually jumped in the Flex, which I have to admit I still haven't gotten used to. I'm still like
It's a different look.
I'm still like the LTD station wagon with the 427 in it.
But it's roomy. It's really cool.
But this has much better headroom.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Yeah. So, and they raved and raved about it. So if you're in the market for something along the lines of the station wagon that I grew up in, you'll be looking at the Ford Flex. So it's the Arizona Staycation. We're drawing Monday for somebody to go down to Bisbee. It's an all-expense-paid trip. You'll love it. And it's Sanderson Ford sponsored. And thank you, Arizona Highways, for participating.